Blog Talk Radio.
I had no The more I find you, the more I love you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back.
Drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. Hello,
welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join us on tonight. I pray you will be blessed by the word. I am the host, but I am not bringing the word on tonight. Tonight, the word will be brought to you by Prophetess Pate. I pray that you will be blessed by the God that's in her on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that on tonight you would use your vessel mightily. Set her down and you stand up mightily in her, that she may be able to feed us and tell us what we need to hear on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Prophetess Pate, on the air.
Yes, thank the Lord for allowing me to come on again tonight, and thank God for my sister, Prophetess Stacy. Thank God that she's an awesome woman of God. Thank and praise God for his word on tonight. Thank and praise God for me. He allowed me to be able to share with you all how amazing that he is tonight. I thank and praise God for being the amazing God that he is in my life. And he's amazing in many of you all life too. Praise God for that. And now I'm going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come by once more again. bow down almost out of no house, thanking and praise you, Lord, for all the goodness that you have done for us, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for this day, a day that you have made, a day that we shall be rejoiced and be glad in it. Lord, I give you all the glory and I give you all the praise because it's due to you and you only. And Lord God, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for mercy. I thank you for strength. I thank you for courage and wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, that come with it. Lord, I even thank you for my sister and my brother, those that listen, Lord God, I thank you for them, and those that get ready to tune in after the show. Lord, I thank you for all of your blessings that you have done and everything that you have restored upon us. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless the prophets. Lord, bless the prophet station. Bless everyone, Lord God, that's calling in tonight. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for each and one of us. Lord, look upon the Philippian Fire members, Lord God. Look upon them right now. Bless them, Lord God, and use them mightily. And, Lord, most of all, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to touch them. And touch them in a way they had never been touched before. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God has put in my spirit, and I thank and praise God for He wants me to let you all know and share with you all how amazing He is, amazing God that He is. God is so amazing, too. I can't even believe my eyes, some of the things that God is so amazing. I thank and praise God how He'll take a little something and He'll turn it around and He use it for our good. It'd be so amazing just how a little something can be amazing to us. You can be down and out in your spirit, but God can cause you, someone, to come through in a length of time and just show you how good and amazing that He is. I think, and if you read in the Bible, you got so many chapters and so many people that God did wonderful things for, and how He was amazing at how we all should look back at the Word and look back in the Scriptures and look back in the books of the Bible and see how amazing God was. I thank and praise God for being amazing God in my life. I thank and praise God for also being amazing God in my children's life. God is so amazing too. He'll cause me to be able to share His amazing with other people that sometimes went through the same thing that I went through, and some don't know how to get through things, and God will just allow you to go to that sister or that brother and just share with them how amazing He is. It was amazing when God went on the cross, when He went on the cross. It was so amazing how He stood there on the cross, and He hung there. He didn't have to, but He did it. He did it, and He didn't want to do it, but He did it because He knew if he didn't do it, then we wouldn't be able to have, He wouldn't be able to die for our sin. We wouldn't even have nothing to say, Lord, forgive us for. He had to do it just so we can be able to tell my sister, my brother, to forgive us. We have to repent daily. We have to make our flesh even die from the things of this world that God don't want us to have. And God is so amazing to the point where He allowed Himself to just hang up on that cross, and He allowed Himself and He didn't have to die. He didn't have to die. And I thank and praise God for dying for me. And you ought to thank and praise God for dying for you too. Whether you know it or not, God, everything that he died, He took it down in the grave with Him. And when He got up a new life. When He got new, there should have been a new life for us when He got up to change our life every day of our life. Thank and praise God for being so amazing to us. It was so amazing that He let the ones that He wanted to know what was going to happen to Him. And although He knew some of them wasn't going to accept it, and He knew some of them wasn't going to even be there when He arose, and He knew exactly who was there, and He knew who was going to do the work, and that's how He is today. God is so amazing. The one that we think won't do anything, the one that we think won't do nothing, the one that we think don't have anything up in them, God is so amazing to the point that He will show up in the ones that you think that don't have anything up in them. And I thank and praise God for using Mary and Mary Magdalene, those women that was at the, and when he arose, they was there. They was there. And when they was there, what was the ones that he told before he died? The women was there. So I want to let the women know you are amazing to God. You are amazing because if you was not amazing to God, he wouldn't allow the things that went on like it did. He knew it was going to take some women. He knew it was going to take some women to go through and help our meetings today. He's so amazing that where he see where a man won't do it, he always blessed the woman to step in. And I thank and praise God that anyone that put their mouth on a woman and said God ain't called a woman or a prophet or a preacher, I don't agree with that. Because if that was so, what was the ones that he told to be there when he arose? They was not there. And I thank and praise God. And there was women also. When Lazarus died, and they sent for Jesus to come to him, he didn't come right away, but there was women right there when Lazarus died. Although they was hurting, they was in pain, but they was right there. When he rose, he told him he wasn't dead, and he wasn't. He let the women know. He let us know that we are important and we're amazing to him, as well as we're amazing to some people in our life we don't even know. And I thank and praise God for us being amazing people. God is so amazing to the point where the doctor may give up on you and send you home to die. God is so amazing. He will turn that thing around, and he will make you live again. And he will take everything that what the doctor said, and he will turn it around. And he amazing to them. And then first thing they'll say, I wonder what happened. I know I saw this here, and I know I saw that. God is so amazing that he even blinded the doctor. They can't even, what they thought they seen, it wasn't there. And I thank and praise God for being amazing. Amazing God, where God was, sometimes we would want to say things that is not in God's will, and God will turn it around. You may want to go to someone in anger or wrath. God is so amazing that he'll turn that around, and he'll make you show love. He'll make you smile in the midst of all the trouble that go on. And I thank God for all the amazing things that he's doing. And I thank God for the amazing God that he is. God is so amazing to me. He is so amazing to the point that God is so amazing to the point that we ought to realize what we have in our life when it comes down to Christ. Put Christ first. Acknowledge God in everything that you do. He is so amazing to the point we ought to let him know that he's an amazing God, how wonderful that he is. I wake up some morning, I tell the Lord, I say, you're good. I love you, Lord. I even tell the Lord, I get up and I worship him, and I tell God, thank you for all the good things that you have done that you didn't have to do. You didn't have to go on the cross and die. You didn't have to do those things, but you did it because you love me. You did it because you care for me, my sisters, and all of those that are out there. God is so amazing to the point that we can't find any other God beside him. We can't find no one else. And I thank and praise God for that. He was so amazing. He took our mess and he cleaned it up. And he straightened it up and he made it right. God was so amazing that he healed us when we were even sick. God was so amazing that when we thought we weren't going to make it, he allowed us to make it. And I thank and praise God for being that amazing God to us. I was looking at some pictures, how God just so amazed me of my children, how the doctors told me that I wouldn't be able to have any girls, I wouldn't be able to have any children. He was so amazing to the point where what the doctor said wasn't going to be, he stepped in and said it was. And I thank and praise God for that. And I thank and praise God for all the miracles that he had performed in their life. And he amazed the doctors through it all. And I thank and praise God for them. Now they are walking around, they are testimony to other young kids and to other people that grew. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for being amazing woman that he made me to be. I thank and praise God for you and you and all of those that's listening and the one that's going to listen in. You are amazing. You may not think you are. You may not think that what have God done for, to me to make me so amazing. You have a lot of things in you that God invested in you. Some of you all may not know right now, and some of you might do. But those that don't know, just allow God a chance to show you what he can do for you. He is so amazing at the point that we ought to give him wisdom and praise. We ought to give him thanks. We ought to thank him through the good as well as the bad. We ought to thank him when we're going through. We ought to just say, Lord, you're amazing. Lord, you are just that amazing God to the point that God don't even, if first thing come off our lips, Lord, you're just amazing. If you don't have anything else to say, you're just amazing. I thank and praise God for being an amazing God. It amazed me so that when I can pick my word and I can read so many stories in the Bible of how he healed the sick and how he raised the dead and how he made some talk and how he made some walk and how he just, I just thank and praise God for just how he could just spit on the ground and make, how he could just spit on the ground and make clay. And how he could just, when he make clay, and make clay, he would put it in the blind man's eye and anoint his eyes. And the man can see. That's amazing. And I thank and praise God for that. And I thank and praise God just for one little touch of the woman that had the issue of blood. It was just one little touch. That's all she had to do. And God healed her. It was just amazing the way God works. And I thank and praise. And God wants us to step out and reach out to him and thank him and give in the same way that he do it for someone else, he'll do it for you. I thank and praise God for being amazing. I thank and praise God it was amazing. When we first met, me and Prophet Stacy first became friends, my daughter, baby daughter, was the one that came, God amazing, so that she laid eyes on Prophet Stacy, and there it was. And I thank and praise God for being amazing through that. God can even be amazing through a friendship, and I thank and praise God for that. Sometimes he will erase the old friends out your life that don't mean you no good, and he can put some more there that will help you and encourage you along the way. When you're wrong, they will rebuke you and let you know when you're wrong, and they will love on you, and they will even cry with you if it's a true friend. And that's just amazing to me that how God can turn a bad situation around and make it into a good situation. And some of you may say, well, nothing amazing happened that I've seen yet, but just keep on living and keep on trusting God. God's going to amaze himself to you. You're wondering, Lord God, the amazing things that you've done for others, make it happen for me. He will do that. Let us all think about the amazing God that we have. We're living in times now where so much is going on in the world. So much is knocking on our door. So many things is traveling out there. So much are happening. Let us be prayerful. Let us stay prayerful and ask the Lord to help us to appreciate one another while we're here on this earth. Ask the Lord to even cover us because we need to be covered. Ask God for wisdom and knowledge for his word, because you're going to have people out there that come to you and they're going to know the word, but they will twist, they will make that word fit for them just so things, and it's not even in the word. But see, we have to ask God to help us to read. He says study to show thyself approved. So we need to study so when these things come up, we will know what to look for. But let us be careful every day of our life and ask the Lord to help us. God is so amazing. Even when you're in the home alone, God will allow something. If something happened, he'll let you know. He will come right on and let you know something not right. God is so amazing. We praise God for how he just amazing to me one day when I had a pot on the stove cooking and didn't know it was up too high. And it was amazing that I was in the back that it was so amazing the Lord allowed my youngest daughter to run in the back. And this happened recently. She ran in the back and she said, Mama. And she said, there's something going on. So I ran in the kitchen and the fire was about to come over the pot. But God was so amazing till he was amazed. It amazed me that he saw her in there just to let me know. And when I went in there, all I had to do was turn the gas off. When I turned the gas off, the fire just disappeared. It disappeared. And it could have blazed all the way up, but it didn't. It disappeared. God is so amazing. He's just amazing, God. He's so amazing to the point that God will show us when something's wrong. He will let us know when something is not right. Even if you don't see it, he'll send someone before you. He's just that amazing God. Thank and praise God for being amazing in my life. And I pray that you all will thank God that he's amazing in your life, too. Some things have went on that you may not never share, or you may have shared it, but God was amazing. He worked through that. And even through all of the amazing things that God does, he wants us to love him and to appreciate those things. And in every day of our life, we may not have what we want to eat. We may not have what we want in our home. We may not have the finest cars. We may not have the finest home. We may not have the finest clothes. But you think about the amazing God that you do have, the amazing God that you have to the point that where these things don't even matter to you. Long as I got God, that's all what matters. And I thank and praise God for what he's doing and what he's about to do in the middle of our lives. So tonight, as I say, let us think on good things and not on bad things. Let us think about how amazing that the God is to us. Share the amazing God that you have with someone. Maybe somebody don't know who he is. Maybe someone don't want to know him, but pray for them because they don't know what they are missing. Amazing God that he is, and I thank and praise God for being amazing in my life, and I thank and praise God for being amazing in my children's life, and I thank and praise God for just being amazing. In Jesus' name, that I thank and praise God for the message that he has shared with me, put on my heart to let you all know how amazing he is, and I thank and praise God for that. Now I'm going to pray. If anyone need prayer, you can call in, and if not, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy, and you all keep me in prayer, because I'm not feeling my best at this minute, but it's still well, it's all is well, and all I can think of, God is amazing. He's going to work amazing through that. So you all just keep continuing to let God know how amazing he is. He knows, but it wouldn't hurt if you just let him know you know too, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight thanking and praise you, Lord God, for your word. Thanking and praise you, Lord, for sharing, Lord, how amazing you are to us, Lord. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for those that were listening, Lord. Lord, those that was, Lord God, tuning in later, Lord, I ask you to allow them to tune in, Lord God, and Lord God, I blood block everything that's not of you from the people's mind, Lord God, from their thoughts, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to line it up with your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, I blood block you right now off of my sister, off my brother, off their lives right now, that they will be able to see how amazing God is to them. And, Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to look up over our loved ones each and every day, everywhere. Lord, touch us, Lord, with every needs and need that we need of. Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look up on Prophet Stacy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because she has a job where she has to do the ministry, Lord God. We ask you to touch her, strengthen her, and be with her, Lord God, every day, every Monday night when she tune in and do the show, Lord God. She had to deal with certain things, Lord God. But we ask you to give her strength, make her strong. And Lord God, also, Lord God, I ask you to look upon everyone that's listening. Thank and praise God for them, Lord God. Lord, just touch them, Lord. Lord, whatever they touch them in a mighty way, Lord God. Touch them in an amazing way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. I pray. I give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. I pray. Now I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy.
What an awesome word on tonight. I pray that you all were blessed and that you will always remember that God is amazing, even in the small things, even the things that you don't recognize as being important at the minute. When you go back and think about it, you will realize that God has really blessed your life. Whether you realize it or not, he's been amazing. Step by step, he's done it for you. He's done things you know about and things you don't know about, and you should praise him. As Prophet Pay was saying, you should let him know every day that he's amazing. Not because you have to, but because it's true. Once again, thank you all for joining on tonight. Prophet Pay, thank you for blessing us through the word. I pray that God strengthen you and bless you and that you would feel much better. I pray healing on you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Satan, you will not win. She belongs to God. Therefore, healing will come forth in the name of Jesus. Amen. As usual, I'm going to give you some contact information just in case you need me throughout the week. If you need prayer or private consultation, you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Also, check out the ministry's website. It's prolificfire.com. Also, if you would like to donate to the ministry, go to the website, prolificfire.com. And if you have a PayPal account, it will log you safely into your PayPal account for an easy transaction. And the Lord will bless you for being a blessing unto his work, that his word may get spread to everybody that needs it. Also, you can look me up on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Just look for Prolific Fire, just like the show. Or the ministry has a new Facebook page. Be sure to like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And also, if you can't be near your computer or near a phone, you can download an app called DoublePod. When you download DoublePod on your phone, just search Prolific Fire with Prophet Stacy. Subscribe to it. It's free. And you will be able to hear all the episodes right from your phone. That way you won't miss anything. You'll still be with us. And thank you for doing so. I love you all. I will see you next Monday when I will be ministering a word entitled Single Mother, God Hears Your Seed. So if you're a single mother, I expect you to be here. And if you're not, I still expect you to be here because God has something he wants to say. I love you. Good night.